This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
It is time, man, to head straight into motoring experience. Thank you so much for tuning in. And our motoring journalist, Preshowin Naidu, has taken a back seat as he's catching flights and not feelings, man. He's in Cape Town driving the electric Volvo EX90. I actually saw him post, you know, the car on social media, on his Instagram account. So we'll be, you know, he'll share with us next week when he's back, you know, what is happening on the cooler side of Volvo. But the godfather of it all, he goes by the name of Edwin Naidu, he has been handed the keys to the Nissan Magnite and Hyundai Exter, two budget-friendly contenders making a waves. We'll hear his thoughts on them and get a top motoring tip, and to wrap it up with a sizzling track to set the weekend mood. Good afternoon, Edwin. A long time. Welcome back to the show. How have you been?
Hey, it's been good, King Bash. Good to talk to you again. I think it's very unfair because Preshowin gets to drive the Mercedes, the Volvo. I think when you get older and become the godfather, you're driving all these cars that out to like pasture, eh?
You know what? I looked at this and I'm like, what? Edwin should be, you know, maybe getting your Rolls Royces now and whatever. But I'm like, us as the youngsters, we deserve to feel it as well. Preshowin,
yes.
I mean, Edwin, you've had the time with the with the great cars.
Time to downscale, yes.
Now let's dive straight into it. I mean, the Nissan Magnite. What's your take on its design, price, and interior?
Well, you know, the new Nissan Magnite is a strong contender in the compact SUV segment. I think it's got a refreshed styling, you know, a wider grille, LED projector headlamps, and, you know, it's got great-looking alloy wheels. Certainly grabs the attention. Pricing is very competitive, and, you know, it starts at around 246,200 rand, and the cabin inside is well-equipped for a budget-friendly SUV, you know, offering features like a touchscreen infotainment system, cruise control, and on the higher trims, you've got a very spacious 300-liter boot. So I'd say the top-end Accenta Plus model has premium touches such as leather seats and, you know, surround view monitor, etc. So value for money, definitely.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, since we spoke about, you know, everything else, how does it drive? Is it a comfortable ride?
You know, the Magnite's ride is impressively comfortable for a vehicle in this price bracket. It's got a 1-liter turbocharged engine in the Accenta Plus model. The one that we tested produces 74 kilowatts and 152 newton meters, meaning that it's very zippy around town. It's got what they call a CVT gearbox, which performs well for city driving. Mm. It keeps things smooth, although I'd love to test it on highways, you know, to see how the refinement is better. You know, there's the upgraded noise, there's vibration and harshness insulation. They all contribute to a more refined driving experience. Overall, solid, practical daily driver with good comfort levels. Mm.
All right. Now let's switch gears, you know, to the Hyundai Exter. Between the two, which was the better drive for you, Edwin?
You. That's a close call. But, you know, the Hyundai Exter is slightly smaller than the Magnite. It doesn't feel cramped inside. It's very punchy for a 1.2-liter four-cylinder engine with 61 kilowatts and 140 newton meters, which, thanks to its low weight, feels lively in urban conditions. I must say, the manual transmission is very smooth, making it one of the most effortless manuals I've driven. And, you know, the Magnite has a bit more power in the turbo model. The Exter holds its own with good fuel efficiency, comfortable ride. But if you're looking for more power, the Magnite, I think, edges ahead. But, you know, in terms of refinement and ease of driving, the Exter is an excellent alternative.
Wow. All right. Seems like we're going to be caught in between a rock and a hard place, because what are your final thoughts on the Exter? And if you had to pick one, which one would it be?
I'd say the Hyundai Exter is a fresh, stylish addition to the entry-level SUV market. You know, bold design highlighted by the H-shaped LED lights, squared-off wheel arches, and a striking grille. The interior is practical as well. It's got an 8-inch infotainment system. I think, you know, the Magnite's boot, you know, is a bit bigger, but the Exter is a bit more practical for everyday use. Price-wise, though, the Exter 1.2 Executive sits at 289,900 rand, making it well priced, you know, for the, considering Hyundai's proven reliability. So if I had to choose between the two, it would come down to needs. As you get older, you downscaling, as Priscilla seems to think. And if I want, you know, if I wanted a turbocharged punch and slightly more space, I'd lean towards the Magnite. But for city driving and refinement, the X-J is a great buy. And I think it resonates with me as a natural born texter. You know, I was thinking, X-J, I'm a texter. You know?
All right. I hear you, Edwin. You know, before we wrap it up, what's your motoring tip of the week? And please get us into the weekend with a hot jam.
Okay. You know, motoring tip of the week, keep an eye out on the tire pressure. Underinflated tires not only affect fuel efficiency, but can also impact handling and braking performance. Always check them before long trips. And, you know, the perfect track to start of the weekend, you know, it's Victoria Monet, On My Mama. Oh, you know, the clean version, of course.
Most definitely. thank you so much for your time. And, you know, always taking time to step in when Preshewin is out. Edwin, have yourself a beautiful weekend.
Great. Same to you, King Bash, and listeners as well. Cheers.
Cheers.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.